और आगे आ गया और कहने लगे कि फिर वो बच्चा और माँ जो उन्होंने पेट भर के खाना खाया और उनके दिलों से दुआ इसके लिए निकली वो अब इसमें डालें, तो कहने लगे वो पलड़ा उनका ऊपर चला गया। तो अमीर शहर ने कहा कि ये वो है जो कि बख्शा हुआ है, तो इसको आप जज मत करें।
क्या बात है जी, क्या बात है, सुभान अल्लाह, थैंक यू सो मच शाहिद जी। एंड कल इसी वक्त इंशाल्लाह ताला सामीन कराम नाज़रीन कराम आप फिर पाकिस्तान हिंदुस्तान और दुनिया भर की ताज़ा तरीन खबरों के साथ शाजिया मलिक के साथ होंगे। यहाँ पर कुछ स्पॉन्सर्स के पैगाम 6 बज गए, तो अब स्पॉन्सर्स के पैगाम लेते हैं और उसके फौरी बाद हम आपकी मुलाकात करवाएंगे जनाब इमाम यूसुफ बदात साहब फ्रॉम इस्लामिक फाउंडेशन ऑफ टोरंटो, और उनसे आपकी मुलाकात करवाएंगे। और आपको भी है कि अगर आपने कोई आपके पास कोई सवाल हो तो आप जनाब इमाम साहब से आप सवाल कर सकते हैं। ही राइट अवे ही आंसर योर क्वेश्चंस। 4166201778 हमारा फोन नंबर है।
डाइवोर्स या कस्टडी की लड़ाई जिंदगी की सब तो औखी लड़ाई होंगी है, क्योंकि तुसी उस शख्स ना लड़ रहे होंगे हो जिस ना थोड़ा घर परिवार ते थोड़े बच्चे सांझे ने। उस वक्त कई सवाल उठते ने कि प्रॉपर्टी किस कोल जाएगी, कस्टडी किस नु मिलेगी, ते जिंदगी दी सब तो प्यारी दौलत बच्चे किस कोल रहनगे।
SNS लॉयर्स को इन सारे सवालों दे जवाब ते थोड़े हक ले लड़न वास्ते लियाकत है। अपने हक जानने ले या सलाह लेने ले आज ही SNS लॉयर्स नु कॉल करो 416-655-2000।
हुकूमत एंटेरियो का ऐलान, हमारी एहतियातें और कोशिशें बेहतरी ला रही हैं। दरमियान में फासला और मेल मिलाप की दूरी, ये एहतियात कारगर साबित हुई है। इस वक्त लाजिम है हिम्मत नहीं हारनी, इस मुझी बीमारी को बढ़ने से रोकना है। अगर सफर बहुत जरूरी है, अपने और मुसाफिरों के दरमियान 2 मीटर का फासला रखें। अपने दोस्तों खानदान के अफराद और कम्यूनिटी को खतरे से बचाइए, साथ दीजिए। ज्यादा वक्त घर पे गुजारें, हिम्मत न हारें, मजबूत रहें, फर्ज निभाएं। मालूम के लिए Ontario.ca/coronavirus. Ishtihar Munjanib, Hukumat Ontario.
A harsh but true reality is that clean drinking water is inaccessible to many people living in third world countries. With the support of our donors, Muslim Welfare Canada has been successful in providing clean water through the digging of water wells and the installation of hand pumps for people living in remote and desert regions. Donate a well for $2,500 or a hand pump for $800. Call 1-866-754-3111 or visit mwcanada.org.
आप कनाडा से पाकिस्तान पैसे भिजवाना चाहते हैं और वो भी फौरन जबरदस्त रेट्स के साथ और आराम से घर बैठे, आपको ये सब मिलेगा बगैर कॉम्प्रोमाइज के। अभी डाउनलोड कीजिए Zoom मनी ट्रांसफर ऐप फ्रॉम PayPal,
दैट्स XOOM Zoom,
और अपने मोबाइल से पैसे भेजिए अमेजिंग एक्सचेंज रेट्स के साथ, बैंक डिपॉजिट्स, कैश पिकअप या मोबाइल रिचार्ज। अब पाकिस्तान पैसे भेजें उंगली के इशारे से। Zoom, a PayPal service, तेज आसान और महफूज मनी ट्रांसफर।
कर्ज से निजात के लिए एक ही नाम, मोहम्मद सिद्दीक, ऑल द सॉल्यूशन, पुरसकून जिंदगी और क्रेडिटर्स की कॉल से छुटकारा।
मोहम्मद सिद्दीक ऑल डेट सॉल्यूशन बैंक्रप्सी इंसॉल्वेंसी कंसोलिडेशन करते हैं अप टू 80%। मोहम्मद सिद्दीक आपके लिए काम करते हैं, पुरसकून जिंदगी, अच्छी सेहत और लंबी उम्र की जामिन। अपनी जिंदगी को पुरसकून करने के लिए, कर्जों से पाक करने के लिए राबिता कीजिए मोहम्मद सिद्दीक 416-671-0577।
एशियन फूड सेंटर 905-793-1338। आपके किचन की तमाम जरूरियात एक ही छत तले। फ्रूट्स एंड वेजिटेबल्स, ग्रोसरीज एंड स्टेबल्स, ब्रेड डेयरी एंड एग, बेवरेज एंड कन्फेक्शनरी, ब्रांडेड फूड्स, पर्सनल केयर एंड हाउसहोल्ड, स्वीट्स एंड समोसास। Order now for in-store free pickup 905-793-1338. Home delivery is also available. Asian Food Center 905-793-1338. Asian Food Center.
गाड़ी घर या कमर्शियल, जैसा कि बिजनेस, ट्रक्स, डिलीवरी व्हीकल्स, कार्गो वैन्स, वर्कशॉप्स, ग्रोसरी स्टोर्स, रेस्टोरेंट्स की इंश्योरेंस के लिए वकार अजीम से राब्ता कीजिएगा। वकार अजीम यकीनी बनाएंगे कि कार, घर या कमर्शियल इंश्योरेंस कम अज कम रेट पर लेकर दें, मगर कवरेज आपको बेहतरीन से बेहतरीन मिले। यकीनन अपने पैसे और वक्त की बचत के लिए ईमानदार और रिलायबल सर्विस, मोस्ट कॉम्पिटेटिव रेट्स के लिए वकार अजीम 416-302-2522 302-2522।
Canem Solutions, Canadian Immigration Services, 905-513-0012.
regulated Canadian immigration consultants, certified Urdu English translators and code interpreters, Commissioner of Oaths and Affidavits. For information, call now 905-513-0012. Canim Solutions, Canadian Immigration Services, 905-513-0012.
And ask to donate. जी साहब, प्रोग्राम में एक बार फिर से खुशी आमदेद कहना चाहती हूँ. मैं आरफा मुजफ्फर आपके साथ. 6 से 7 बजे के दरमियान हम आपको नगेट मस्जिद में लेके जाया करते हैं, जहाँ से शेख यूसुफ बदात हमारे साथ हुआ करते होते हैं. नगेट मस्जिद इस प्रोग्राम के स्पॉन्सर हैं. बहुत से सवाल जो मुझे पहुँचे हैं, मेरे एक बहुत अच्छे भाई हैं, उन्होंने सवाल भेजे. 6712, योर क्वेश्चन इज़ वेरी गुड, आई डेफिनेटली आस्क दैट क्वेश्चन. मैं खुश आमदीद कहती हूँ शेख यूसुफ बदात को. यंग मैन जो कुरान पाक, अहदीस, शरिया और फ़िका हर लिहाज से बात करते हैं, और यकीनन हमारे बच्चे इन गुड हैंड्स इन जैसे लोगों के पास. शेख यूसुफ बदात, आई वेलकम यू टू द शो. अस्सलामुअलैकुम वरहमतुल्लाहि वबरकातुहू.
वालेकुम अस्सलाम वरहमतुल्लाहि वबरकातुहू. It's always a pleasure to hear you.
Yeah, first of all, we would like to deliver a message that this Ramadan is a bit tough on everybody, and all the masajid, their expenses is going on. All the bills are up there, and what people can do, how we can make a difference in this way.
Yes, inshallah, I will speak about that. But before I do, inshallah, just a couple of minutes on some aspects about these final 10 nights and days of the month of Ramadan. So alhamdulillah, we are very blessed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us alive to see the final 10 days and nights of the month of Ramadan. And these are the most important days and nights for the whole year. And Allah promises He will accept our dua. Allah promises He will give us rewards for that we can't even imagine. So alhamdulillah, we should do our best. It is mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shadda al-mi'zar wa ahya al-layl wa ayqadha ahla, that when the final 10 days and nights would arrive, he would buckle up, meaning that he would do more effort than he would at the beginning of Ramadan. And number two, he would keep the nights alive with worship and dua and recitation, etc. And then finally, he would also awaken his household and his family members so that they are not deprived of this great mercy. So mashallah, many brothers and sisters, I'm hearing they're doing good ibadat at home, and mashallah, doing charitable works and helping others and learning and teaching. So mashallah, keep all that up, and inshallah Allah will reward each and every one of us with the blessings of the final 10 days and nights of Ramadan. So yes, this is a program brought to you by Islamic Foundation of Toronto, and as you rightfully said, every masjid across the world, including here in Toronto, has been affected by the pandemic, and the operations continue at Nugget Masjid as well, Islamic Foundation of Toronto. We have a number of our programs that are continuing online. For example, Islam Essentials program every day happens at 1:30, and we have the daily Juz by Juz Quranic Tafsir every night at 10:30 on our YouTube channel. We have youth programs, we have seniors programs online happening. And we are also continuing with helping the community, those that are in need, channeling zakat to those who require their basic necessities, but they're finding it difficult to. And the masjid bills are still there, the light bills, the water bills, the maintenance, the repairs, and the different programs, our educational programs, they require the funds. So this is the month of Ramadan, and we have been appealing, and we continue to appeal to all brothers and sisters to help your local masjid, help Islamic Foundation of Toronto. And you could do that by visiting our website, islamicfoundation.ca. And alhamdulillah, we also have our mobile satellite office that is in place at the masjid. And you can drop by at 441 Nugget between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. and give your contributions, ask any questions. Your fitra, your zakat, etc., will be donated to the poor and the needy, both locally as well as wherever there's a need. And you can also call the various numbers to connect with appointed personnel to accept your donation. And Allah will reward you. And whenever we donate for any good cause, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of our needs. Allah will multiply our rewards. Allah will give us whatever we desire that is permissible for us in this world, and give us the best of success in the hereafter. So Allah accept from all of us, and inshallah, I'm ready to take questions now.
Jazakallah, thank you very much, Sheikh Yusuf Patat from Nugget Masjid. And I will give you their mobile number at this time. अगर आप मस्जिद के इन फंड्स के लिए अपनी तरफ से डोनेशन देना चाहते हैं तो 6474683040 पे आप कॉल करके बात कर सकते हैं. माय फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन टू यू, somebody called me and they do not want to put their name on. He has two questions. The first part of the question is that he does have another property other than where he lives and that is rented, but once he pays the mortgage he has to put some share from his pocket, and how the zakat on this property?
So when it comes to a property of investment, if it is a property where a person is receiving rental income, then on the rental income zakat is mandatory. So if this brother who owns this property is using that rent to pay for the mortgage of the home and there's nothing left, then there will be no zakat on that. But if that income is being collected and put in his savings, then that savings will be part of the zakat calculation.
So, in other words, he said that once he, whatever rent he received, it doesn't fulfill the requirement of the mortgage, so he has to pay something on it. This means he doesn't take anything, he rather put his own share in it to complete the mortgage payment. So, this means if he's not taking any penny into the saving account from there, then there is no zakat on it. There's another question. Sometimes people buy coins, gold coins over here, and once they go back home, they get jewelry done, bangles or something. This year, due to the COVID-19, they could not travel. And if they have those gold coins, how the zakat would go?
Yeah, so when it comes to gold and silver, zakat must be given on gold and silver, no matter what form it is in. Whether it's a coin, whether it's a piece of jewelry, whether it's part of some design or structure in one's home. So gold and silver, they have to be included in zakat calculation.
So even if somebody has more than 7,000, he owes zakat on that.
Correct. There is zakat on that.
Okay. Yes. Now, one question is, we have callers as well. There is one caller. I'll take the caller first, and there are a couple of other questions which I will ask. Assalamu alaikum, ji.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Kya haal hai, Mali bhai, khairi se aap?
Ji, ji, Imam Sheikh Yusuf Badat humare saath hain from Nugget Masjid.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. How are you?
Alaikum salam. I'm great. Alhamdulillah. Hope you are too.
I ask you one question. You know, like a Peace Market Hospital have a kind of lottery. They use that money for cancer research. So can we, you know, as a Muslim, we can buy that one or it's not allowed? Thank you.
Is the brother referring to the mainstream lottery?
From the Princess Margaret Hospital, they have one lottery system where they use that money towards the cancer research.
Okay. So if the lottery is played, then that is impermissible. It's not allowed in Islam. If you want to donate to the hospital, then you should donate directly to the hospital with your funds, but not play the lottery to support the research or the hospital. So something impermissible with a good goal is not doesn't become halal. So to give a simple example, if I want to donate somewhere but I steal the money to donate, that stealing would not be allowed. So similarly, gambling is forbidden in Islam. It's very clear in the Quran. So to play gambling to support a hospital would not be allowed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I
appreciate that.
Thank you very much. Now, my question to you is, Sheikh Yusuf Badat, this is my question. Basically, we say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, whereas Prophet, peace be upon him, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave us kalma shahadat, which is, Ashahadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashahadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. So, whereas when I see La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, La ilaha illallah comes on one part of the Quran. Muhammadur Rasulullah, that Muhammad is Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that other comes. So we joined it. This is not given by Prophet, peace be upon him, whereas Kalma Shahadat is given by Prophet, peace be upon him.
Shahada means testimony. So when I say, or anybody says, Ashhadu, they are saying, I bear witness, I give testimony. Allah ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, that Allah is the only one worthy of worship, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final messenger. So the exact wordings, as you said correctly, in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us those wordings. In the Quran, there is shahada and there is testimony, but in different verses. We put those verses together to give us the kalima, the shahada. But the key thing is that we say that there's no one worthy of worship except Allah. And there's the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, is the last messenger. So there have been different wordings mentioned both in hadith as well as the Quran. But the key principle is to have the right aqidah, to have the right creed and the right belief. And that is only one Allah and the final Prophet being Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Alhamdulillah. One question, brother 6712, you sent me that question. And yes, it raised my concern as well. That once I offer the namaz in the first surah, we read before Alhamd Sharif, we say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahim. The second surah what we read is, either it's Kul Huwallahu Ahad Allahu Samad or any other surah, we do not read Bismillah. Is there any, although we are taught to read Bismillah at every point in our life, so is there any special thing in it that in the namaz we read Bismillah in the first surah, whereas we do not read Bismillah in the second surah?
Okay. So you're referring to rakat?
Yeah.
Are you okay? So the first two rakats we recite Al-Fatiha and a surah, but the final two rakats we do not recite in fard prayers. We do not recite a surah with Al-Fatiha. Where do we get this from? That's the way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed his prayer, and he told us, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي, perform prayer the way you have seen me pray. So when he did his fard prayers, he only attached a surah in his fard prayers. In all the other prayers, his sunnah, his nafil, his witr, he recited a surah in every single rakat, even the final two, even the third and the fourth rakat, he recited the surah when it was sunnah or nafil prayers. So we are imitating what the Prophet ﷺ did by reciting a surah only in the first two rakats when it's fard prayers. However, in all other prayers, sunnah, nafil, we would recite the surah in all rakats.
Understand. But the question was, in when we read the first surah, we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, then we start Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Whereas the second surah what we start, we don't say Bismillah. Is there any?
You could actually say Bismillah. It's beautiful. Sunnah to say. Yeah, you can.
Thank you.
Say it. No
so
problem.
It's our choice. We can say Bismillah on that.
Yes.
Bismillah is just, I start with Allah's name and that's it. We have a
that's
caller
right.
here with me. I request, please, Nugget Masjid is sponsoring this event. If this question answer session. Quran Pak itself teaches what Allah Tabarik wa Ta'ala wants. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way he lived life, that is how I have to live my life. But yes, we do have questions. Don't feel free. Please feel free and don't be afraid. Call 416-620-1778. I have a caller with me. Assalamu alaikum.
हाँ जी वालेकुम सलाम. मेरी बहन, बड़ी मेहरबानी आपने कॉल ली. तो आप सुनाए, सब ठीक है?
अल्लाह का करम,
अल्लाह का शुक्र है. अच्छा, मेरा मौलाना साहब से सवाल ये है कि आज के मौके की मुनासिबत से हजरत इमाम अली अलैहिस्सलाम की शहादत और ये मुसलमानों ने क्या अजर रसालत दी है अपने नबी को. नबी कह रहे हैं कि जिसने मुझे प्यार किया उसने अल्लाह को प्यार किया और मैं करता हूं अपने नवासों से, अपनी आल से प्यार. जिसने आल से किया उसने मुझसे किया और अल्लाह से किया. तो क्या अजर रसालत जो मुसलमानों ने दिया है कि एंड तक करबला तक के घर जलाए गए, चादरें लूटी गई, जो जो जुल्म किए गए आपके सामने है, तारीख बता रही है, क्या किसी सहाबी का भी घर इस तरह लूटा गया है या इस तरह की उसकी बेटियां बहू उनकी फैमिली में क्या इस तरह जुल्म किसी और सहाबी के साथ भी हो, क्योंकि वो भी तो नबी से प्यार करते थे. तो अगर कोई किसी सहाबी का घर लूटा गया या आगे लगी है या जलाए गए हैं तो अगर ये मौलाना साहब बता दे तो बड़ी मेहरबानी होगी.
बहुत शुक्रिया. मैं एक चीज को रिक्वेस्ट करना चाहती हूँ कि हर इंसान अल्लाह तबारक व तआला आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम पे यकीन करता है. अल्लाह तबारक व तआला के करीब अल्लाह तआला मुझे और आप तमाम को इसमें दे. मेरी रिक्वेस्ट है कि डिवीज़न ना ही क्रिएट करें. अंडरस्टैंड के तारीख़ को मुख्तलिफ हालात में मुख्तलिफ तरीके से मुरतब किया गया है. मुझे और आपको अल्लाह की कुर्बत चाहिए. हम यकीनन उसके लिए हर रास्ता इख्तियार करें, मगर देर आर फ्यू थिंग्स जो डिवाइसिव हैं, अगर हम उनको ना ही जिक्र करें तो इट्स अ ब्यूटिफुल कंट्री वेयर वी लिव, जहाँ पर मैं और आप एक क्रिश्चियन को भी केयर करते हैं. ये वो मुल्क है जहाँ पे आज पोप फ्रांसिस ने एक मुश्तरका दुआ के लिए तमाम रिलीजन्स को उस प्लेटफॉर्म पे लेके आए हैं. तो मेरी रिक्वेस्ट है कि इस ज़िंदगी को अच्छे के लिए मुख्तस कर दें. डिवाइसिव क्वेश्चन ना ही पूछें तो आप बहुत अच्छा. बहरहाल मैंने आपका सब, ये मेरी एक रिक्वेस्ट थी, मेरी आपसे एक मिन्नत थी. दिस रेडियो प्रोग्राम इज़ फॉर एवरीबॉडी एंड आई विश कि मैं किसी एक के साथ भी वो लफ्ज़ इस्तेमाल ना करूँ जो उसकी दिल आज़ारी का बायस बने. मेरी आपसे भी मिन्नत है कि आप भी कोशिश करें कि हम अपने अपने सेक्ट्स को ले कर अपनी जगह पर रहें. मुझे क्या पता मेरे अल्लाह ने किसकी किस आदत को कबूल कर लेना है. और मेरी अल्लाह से दुआ है कि मेरी आपकी हम तमाम की कोताहियों को माफ़ करे और हमें अपनी कुर्बत का रास्ता दिखाए. आमीन सुमा आमीन. यस शेख यूसुफ बदात.
यस, सो द ब्रदर्स क्वेश्चन इज हैव अदर कंपेनियंस बीन पुट इनटू एन ओप्रेसिव सिचुएशन. यस, देयर आर अ नंबर ऑफ कंपेनियंस हु वेंट थ्रू अ लॉट ऑफ डिफिकल्टीज. दे वर मैसेकर्ड एंड दे वेंट थ्रू, दे बिकेम मार्टर्स. Many companions. Just to give a simple example, Umar ibn al-Khattab was martyred. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu was martyred in his own home. Very famous story. So, yes, Ali radiallahu anhu is from amongst the Ahlul Bayt. We must love him and his family because he is the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is without doubt. But what we should concentrate more on is what can we learn from these companions and these people of history to reform ourselves and to better ourselves? MashaAllah, you have pointed out on something that is great, that unity, togetherness is something that we need to build because that gives us strength. We all have our own ways and own opinions and suggestions, tariqahs, madahib, etc. But at the end of the day, we are all one human family. We can intellectually discuss and engage in healthy conversation, but at the end of the day, we need to love one another, respect one another, regardless of what view we hold or what perspective we hold. But yes, we love Ali radiallahu anhu and the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ahlul Bayt.
Jazakallahu khairan, Sheikh Yusuf Batat. You said beautifully that we have to concentrate to reform ourselves. I leave everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وہ کسی نے کہا نا کہ روزے میں اگر آپ کے ساتھ کوئی زیادتی کرے تو تو آپ یہ کہو کہ میں نے اللہ پہ چھوڑا. سب سے بہترین اللہ فیصلہ کرنے والے ہیں, اور اللہ تبارک و تعالی ہماری غلطیوں کو معاف کرے. آمین سم آمین. جی السلام علیکم.
ہلو.
یس ہلو.
جی السلام علیکم.
وعلیکم السلام.
جی میرے دو کوشچن ہیں چھوٹے. ایک تو یہ ہے کہ اگر ہم کسی کو قرضہ دیتے ہیں اور ہماری نیت یہ ہوتی ہے کہ اگر وہ ہمیں واپس نہیں کر سکا تو ہم اسے معاف کر دیں گے, یہ نیت ہے, تو کیا اس قرضے پہ جو ہم نے دیا ہے اس پہ کیا زکات دینا ضروری ہے؟ اور ایک دوسرا سوال چھوٹا سا یہ کہ ہمیں ظاہر ہے ہم لوگ حافظ نہیں ہیں, تو جب ہم تراوی وغیرہ پڑھتے ہیں تو اس میں کیا قرآن پاک کو ہاتھ میں پڑھ کے ہم قرآن کا حصہ پڑھ لیں اور سائڈ میں ٹیبل پہ قرآن پاک کو رکھ دیں, اور پھر اس طرح مطلب ہاتھ میں پکڑ کے پڑھا جا سکتا ہے؟
بہت خوبصورت سوال ہے آپ کا, اور آپ نے وہی سوال کیا جو آج میں بھی کرنا چاہ رہی تھی. آپ کا بے انتہا شکریہ. دس از ویری گڈ کوسچن. یس شیخ یوسف بتا.
Thank you. So technically, zakat is necessary, but only when and if they will return it. If they do not return that amount of that loan, then zakat will not be necessary on that amount. So there's two ways to do this. One is, if you assume that you will receive that amount back, then in that case, it would be good to give the zakat now, even though you have not received it, so that when you do receive it, you don't have to go back to the years you have not paid for that amount. And the other situation is that if you have this conviction or strong belief that they won't be able to pay it back, you'll never get it back, then in that situation, it's better not to give the zakat right now. If at any point in time they do give the amount back, then it'll be necessary to give the zakat for the current year as well as the previous years for that amount.
Jazakallah khairan. Yeah. It's clear. The second question is very important, that yeah, if somebody they hold the Quran to read Taraweeh and they can put it aside once they go in ruku and sajda.
Yeah, okay. So majority of the fuqaha and the jurists of all the madahib, they have allowed holding the Quran and looking inside. One of the opinions of the Hanafi scholars is that it's better not to hold the Quran. We should recite off of memory, even if it's Alam Tara or Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, and we're repeating these surahs in our Taraweeh. It is fine. It is acceptable. But I know many brothers and sisters want to complete the whole Quran in Taraweeh. So many jurists and many fuqaha have allowed this. And there are some points that we should consider when we're doing this. One is try to use minimum movement. So if I'm holding the Quran and I'm making too much movement to flip the pages or to put the Quran down or to pick it up, then it becomes amalul kathir, excessive movement, which would nullify the prayer. But if I use less movement, I'm only doing what is required, then it is acceptable. And that way you will be able to recite the whole Quran in your Taraweeh. And inshallah, it is accepted.
Jazakallahu khairan. Because in Saudi Arabia, when we go to Saudi Arabia, I have seen many people holding the Quran. So as you said, minimum movement, but you can hold the Quran. Now, one of my questions is, even in our office, Maji Jamal doesn't believe in virtual Taraweeh. But even in Toronto, it is happening that there is a masjid which is doing virtual Taraweeh, that three people are in the masjid and many people are falling at home. And this number is in hundreds. Even now, yesterday when it was considered 21st Roza, they did the Qiyamul Layl as well virtually. What would you say? What is your stance on that?
Okay, I am with Brother Majid on this view. So when it comes to virtual Taraweeh or virtual prayers, the condition is that whoever is following the prayer, they should be in the same space or at least very close by. So, for example, some masajid, Nugget Masjid has this, where we have two floors. Some people are praying upstairs, downstairs, and then when it's Eid prayer, we have people outside in the parking lot. So that's fine because everybody's in one space and we have screens everywhere so they could see the imam, they could hear the imam. So if it's in the same space or very close by, then it is acceptable. But as soon as there is roads or bridges or other cities and boundaries that we're crossing, then in that situation, virtually, we can listen, but we cannot follow in the same prayer. And if that was the case, then we would be easily be able to follow Saudi Arabia from Toronto or Pakistan or anywhere else, and we would be able to follow that. So virtual Taraweeh and virtual following in prayer is somewhat not acceptable. Majority of the scholars do not allow this. I know some muftis have temporarily allowed it because of COVID-19, but that's only a temporary fatwa. But the actual fatwa is that we shouldn't be following virtually. We should be in the same space.
So if there is a temporary fatwa, if some masjids are doing and those who are following, you know, Allah knows the intention. We have a caller with us. Ji, assalamu alaikum. Nugget Masjid ko please donate generously to Nugget Masjid. Masjid ke akhrajat bahut sare hain. ظاہر ہے بلز ہیں وہاں پر جو سٹاف ہے اس کے علاوہ وہاں پہ تدفین کا نماز جنازہ کا اور جنازے کا ان کی غسل کا انتظام تحال ہے اموات تو COVID-19 کی وجہ سے بھی ہو رہی ہیں ادر دین COVID-19 بھی ہو رہی ہیں تو مساجد کی وہ سروس اس وقت چل رہی ہیں آپ سے ریکویسٹ ہے مسجد خدا کا گھر اگر آپ ڈونیٹ کریں تو ضرور ڈونیٹ کیجئے گا نگٹ مسجد کا میں آپ کو موبائل نمبر دینے جا رہی ہوں 4683040 4683040 Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Main acha mera sawal Sheikh sahab se ye hai ki ye jo witr ki jo namaz hai ye maine dekh padha hai ki saat tareeke se padhi gayi Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saat tareekon se padhi gayi hai wo tareeke maine maloom karne hai kuch to mujhe maloom hai کہ دو سلام کے ساتھ بھی پڑھا گیا ہے یعنی کہ دو رکعت پڑھی سلام پھیر لیا پھر ایک رکعت پڑھی اور ایک میں وہ یعنی کہ مطلب ہے تیسری رکعت میں بیچ میں تحیاتوں بھی نہیں پڑھتے کر لیتے ہیں تو سات طریقے کون کون سے ہیں دوسرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جو بھی عمل کیا وہ سنت ہے تو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے قیام اللیل جو کیا تھا وہ سنت ہے تو یہ آٹھ رکعت جو ہیں یہ سنت ہے اگر حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس کو 20 کیا ہے تو اس میں
آٹھ سنت ہو گئے پھر 12 نفل ہو جائیں گے وہ عمل رنگی سرسن بہت شکریہ آپ کا بہت زبردست وطر کے یس شیخ یوسف پتاد فرام نگٹ مسجد
یس سو دا کوسچن واز اباؤٹ فالوئنگ دا پروفیٹ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان دا مینر آف تراویح اینڈ آلسو تہجد اینڈ قیام So when it comes to following the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, yes, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did perform various numbers of rakat in tahajjud and taraweeh. We can start with two rakats, four rakats, eight rakats, 12 rakats. And then if we're looking at taraweeh, it goes up to 20 rakats. In fact, we find reports of 42 rakats of taraweeh as well. Now the question was that Umar ibn al-Khattab is the one who amongst the Sahaba, he gathered all the Sahaba after the Prophet ﷺ had passed away. And he decided that instead of performing Taraweeh alone at home or in small groups in the masjid with different number of rakaz, let's all gather together behind Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, who was the reciter of the Qur'an, the hafiz of the Qur'an. And the Prophet ﷺ had given him a special title, أَقْرَأُهُمْ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ Ubay ibn Ka'b. The most knowledgeable in recitation and mastering the Qur'an is Ubay ibn Ka'b. So Umar ibn Khattab said, let's perform 20 rakaz behind him. And all the Sahaba who were there, they agreed. Now, do we call this additional 12 rakaz sunnah or nafil? It will be called sunnah. Why? Because there's a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he said, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء. Follow my sunnah and also the sunnah of the khulafa. And he is given the same name. He said sunnah. عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء. And from the khulafa, it refers to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu as well. So that's why scholars have declared 20 rakat raweeh as sunnah, the same sunnah as it would have been by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he had clarified that.
One more question,
Imam Sahib. There was one more question from the brother that there are so many seven ways of reading witr.
Witr, okay, yeah, okay. So when it comes to witr prayer, yes. There are many riwayat, there are many narrations of how the Prophet ﷺ performed witr prayer. Every one of these ways is acceptable, and different madahib, different groups, they have given preference to a particular one. So for example, Hanafi preferred this method, Shafi preferred this method, but all of them are fine. Any which way we do are fine. So there are so many ways, but I will explain a couple of ways. So one is to do only one rak'ah of witr. So after you finish your taraweeh or your qiyam, your tahajjud, you perform one rak'ah of witr by saying al-fatiha, saying a surah, and then doing qunut, and then completing the one rak'ah as witr. Another method is two rak'ahs we perform, and then we make salam, and then we get back up, and then perform the qunut in that one rak'ah. So it's three rak'ahs, but two are separate from the one. And then another method is to do all three together, and you do the first rak'ah, the second rak'ah, and then you sit down for tashahud, and then you get up, and then perform the qunut in the final rak'ah. So this is three rak'ahs together with no salam in between. In some riwayat, we find that three rak'ahs with no tashahud in between, meaning that you do one rak'ah, two rak'ahs, and then three rak'ahs without sitting in between after two rak'ahs. So these are all multiple ways. We also find the qunut, it could be done in the rak'ah or after the ruku. These are found in all the narrations. So again, these are all multiple ways. Any one of these ways you follow, you do, it will be acceptable. If you follow a particular fiqh, then I would encourage you to stick to the fiqh and the jurisprudence that you follow, inshallah.
Imam Sahib, if you forget to recite the qunut and you go into ruku and sujood, do you have to do the sajda sahih for that?
Yes, you should. You should do sujood sahih because you forgot a wajib element in the prayer.
Oh. Yeah. Acha, I in Kaaba Sharif and also in Medina Park, in the witr, the last rakat mein, in wo Alham Sharif ke baad, the Imam read multiple duas.
Yes.
So. Is it after Dua-e Qunut or you can just go with the multiple duas?
Yeah, you should do qunut first. The sunnah is do qunut first and then add other du'as. But if a person doesn't know the qunut and they just go right into the du'a, the salah will still be valid as long as they're reciting Arabic du'as.
Okay, okay. So Kaaba Sharif mein bilkul common tha ke khas taur pe ke aur wo badi rikat amez dua hua karti hoti hai jo hum insaan khada ho ke Allah Taala se mangta hai, and I remember haath utha ke baqaida dua mangi jati usme, aur so that is also Sheikh Yusuf Patat from Nugget Masjid is with us. If you have any question, please give us a call. 416-620-1778. Char 1678 is the number. These days, people, they just want to donate this call. Ji, assalamu alaikum ji.
Wa alaikum assalam. Pehle to main bahut Sheikh sahab ka shukriya ada karungi, Allah taala inhe khaas jazaa khair de ki hamari itni help karte hain. Acha, mera sawal hai ki jo agar hum kisi ko zakat dete hain, do char log dein aur ek kisi ek shakhs ko dein aur uske paas zakat kaafi ho jaye, to kya usko bhi us zakat ke paise pe bhi zakat dena hogi? Aur dusra ek aur sawal hai ki kya hum jo phone par Quran Pak padhte hain, तो ये दुरुस्त है अगर हम क्योंकि कुरान पाक हर जगह नहीं लेके जा सकते, फोन में हम कहीं पे भी खोल के पढ़ लेते हैं?
Okay. So the first question is, what was it about?
Once people, they give zakat to somebody and he gets more than what is expected.
Yes.
So is zakat, he has to give zakat also?
Yes, okay. So if a person is mustahik, they're entitled to zakat and we give them zakat, but we give them so much zakat that now they become the owner of nisab, which is the amount required to give zakat, then it is necessary upon them if they have that amount for 1 year or more. So if multiple people or one person gave that recipient enough money that now they are supposed to be giving zakat, if all the shara'it of zakat, all the conditions of zakat are there, then yes, next year they will have to pay zakat and they no longer can accept zakat. What was the second question?
Reciting the Quran from the telephone.
Yes, okay. So, yes, it is permissible to recite Quran from the telephone. And as the sister said, we don't carry our Qurans everywhere. So we can easily open the app on our phones and recite the Quran. But generally, people ask the question, should we have wudu? Wudu is not required when we are using a digital device. But if we do have wudu, it is nurun ala nur. It is respect for the Quran. It is etiquette. It is preferred. But because it's digital rays of light, it's not a physical copy of the Quran, wudu will not be required. And it is permissible to recite the Quran from the phone or any digital device.
Jazakallahu khair. And of course, these days, the technology is there. We have to adopt ourselves with the technology as well. We have the callers. Assalamu alaikum, ji.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Ji, mera question hai ki jab hum tarawih padhne jaate hain masjid mein imam ke piche, witr ki namaz end pe imam sahab ke saath baad jamaat padhte hain. Agar main ghar pe tarawih padh raha hoon, to mujhe namaz ke saath tarawih padh ke baad mein apni tarawih baad mein padhun ya tarawih ke baad khud mein akela jo hai wo witr mein baad mein padhne hain?
Okay, so the question is about witr prayer. If
yes.
a person is performing their taraweeh and their qiyam alone, individually, then they could do their witr also individually. If they are performing their taraweeh in jama'at, then it's permissible to do their witr also in jama'at. But if they're going to wake up again or stay awake and do qiyam later on, they can also delay their witr for qiyam time and do it individually or in a congregation. Both options are there.
So in other words, you are saying that even though if I go with the masjid and I would read my taraweeh over there, but I know that I will go back home and I'll read more nawafil, so I can come back, offer more nawafil, Quran, and then I can go for my witr. Jazakallah. Agli call. Assalamu alaikum, ji. Hello.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Ji.
I have two questions. My first question is that when we are doing wuzu, when we're doing it, everything like three times, wash your face three times, we like wash our hands and everything three times. So I just want to get some sort of like background on that, the why we do that and what the reasoning behind it is. My second question is if you can, there was a question prior and they were asking about you have to, when you're making dua after the namaz and you don't know the specific dua that you're supposed to read, what else can you read? Is it just any Arabic dua, or if there are specific ones that we should try?
I love you. You're the best. You're so kind. You're so good. You're so good. Mashallah, mashallah. Yes, Imam Sahab.
Yes, so two questions. The first question was about wudu and why we wash our faces and our arms and make masah and wash our feet three times or follow the Prophet's teaching in making wudu. The objective of the wudu is both spiritual cleanliness and purity as well as physical cleanliness and purity. And the idea is that before we perform prayer, we need to purify ourselves so that we are now suitable to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pray to Him and supplicate to Him. And that's why wudu is a condition. Now, why specifically the face? Why specifically the arms? Generally, these are the most important parts of our body, our head, our face, our arms, our feet. So because we are always using these limbs, by washing ourselves with these on these limbs, the face, the hands, the feet, we are giving this indication that, oh Allah, I want to purify my whole self and to be ready to pray towards you. And that's why I want spiritual purity as well as physical purity. So that's the first part of the question.
No, the first question, part of the question, Imam Sahab, the first part of the question is why three times? I mean, you can wash it only one time and then you are clean.
Yeah, one time is sufficient. The fard is only one time. If you wash it one time, your wudu is valid. But the Prophet ﷺ emphasized three times to make sure everything is done properly. Right. So sometimes if I'm rushing and I only do it once, then maybe I left some areas and it's not washed properly. So by washing each limb three times, it does a better job, and we are sure that it's done properly. That's the purpose there.
Sheikh Yusuf Adad, the second question is then if dua, if somebody doesn't have any specific dua, what should they ask?
No, the question is that if they don't know the qunut, is there anything else they can recite instead of qunut?
Yeah. Okay, so mashallah. So I know many brothers and sisters are struggling to memorize qunut. So if you have not done so, then keep trying, keep listening, keep repeating, and inshallah you will be able to memorize it. But many who don't know it yet, they can recite any Quranic or prophetic dua. If we don't know, even know these duas, we can even say Subhanallah, 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 Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But if we know any dua like Rabbana Atina Fi Dunya Hasana, we can recite that dua. Any dua we know, Rabbana La Tu'akhidna Inna Sina Wakhta'na, any dua we know from the Quran or the Sunnah, in place of kunut, if we don't know it, we can recite those du'as. We can even say Durood Sharif. We can even do Allahumma Salli Ala Muhammad if we don't know the kunut.
Bahut shukriya. And this sister, I love you. And you can ask, you know what, even when even you go to Kaaba Sharif and you do tawaf around the Kaaba, we read Rabbana Atina Fid Dunya, Rabbana Atina Fid Dunya Hasanatan Wa Fil Akhirati Hasanatan Wa Qina Azab An-Nar. To aap sochiye ki main Kaaba ke gird ek puri ke pure halke ke beech mein agar wo pad rahi hu, to sabse jame dua hai. Agar aapko duae kunut nahi aati to teen dafa taka ke padhe aur Allah Taala se kahe duniya mein bhi de aur aakhirat mein bhi de. Tune nahi dena to dena kisne hai mujhe. Next call
quickly.
Ji, assalamu alaikum. We have now. You know, why do you wake up so late? Now, in the beginning, the calls were, number of calls were not that much. But now, all of a sudden, all the five lines are blinking. Ji, assalamu alaikum. Hello.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Ji, my name is Mahmood, and I got two questions. The first question is that, as per the Hanafi school, school of jurisdiction, how many rakats do we have for Witr Salat? I mean, in normal days, do we have to do three rakats or one is sufficient as per the Hanafi? And the second question is it allowed as per the Hanafi school of jurisdiction that we can do Eid Salat at home because of this COVID situation? And if it is allowed, how do we do that at home? Do we have to do the khutbah as well after the completion of the Salat itself? Thank you very much.
Jazakallahu khairan. Yes, Imam sir.
Okay, so two questions. The first question was about witr. So Hanafi fiqh, the preferred way to do witr is three rak'ahs with sitting in between, and the kunut is in the final rak'at in the standing position. So that should be the way the witr should be performed in the Hanafi school in Ramadan as well as outside Ramadan. The second question was about Eid Salah for the Hanafi fiqh. Hanafi fiqh, Eid Salah, if we cannot gather in the masjid or an open space, then there's two options. One option is we can perform Eid Salah with our families in our home, and there's a lot of flexibility. We can do it with the takbirs and a khutbah, a brief khutbah. And the other option is just perform two nafil or four nafil. without any takbirat and without any khutbah in place of the Eid prayer, and we will get the rewards and the blessings. And the reason being is that when it comes to Jummah, because a lot of people, they mix up Jummah and Eid. When it comes to Jummah, it's fard. Eid Salah is not fard. For Hanafis, it's wajib. For the rest of the scholars, Shafi, Hanbali, etc., Maliki, it's sunnah. So it's not even mandatory. It's not even fard. The other thing is that in some schools, there's a condition of having a large gathering. So if the large gathering is not there, then Eid Salah doesn't have to be performed in the home. But in this COVID-19 situation, many ulama are giving the fatwa that perform the Eid prayer in your own homes, including the Hanafi scholars. And if we don't know how to do the Eid prayer, then we can just perform 2 rak'ahs or 4 rak'ahs nafil in place of Eid, and we will get the rewards and the blessings.
2 rak'ah nafil with Jamaat?
It can be with Jamaat or it can be individually, no problem.
Okay.
Jazakallah.
One more caller.
This will be the last call now. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. مجھے صرف یہ پوچھنا ہے کہ بتر میں جو ہے وہ خلوت نہیں آتی, 3 مرتبہ قلو اللہ پڑھتے ہیں, وہ صحیح ہے؟
Yeah, it is. If person doesn't know kunut and they recite kul huwallahu ahad 3 times in its place, that's fine as well. Your witr will be valid.
Last call. One more call.
Ji, assalamu alaikum ji. Hello.
Haan ji, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Acha, ye jo witr padte hain maghrib ke baad, maghrib ki namaz ke dauran 3 farz.
نہیں نہیں, مغرب پہ تو آپ فرض پڑھتے ہیں,
مغرب پہ تو وتر نہیں پڑھتے, مغرب پہ تو 3 فرض, 2 سنت, 2 نفل نا.
اچھا, عشاء میں میرا خیال ہے وتر, ہاں عشاء میں.
جی,
تو اس میں وتر میں کہتے ہیں قرآن شریف کی کوئی آیت وغیرہ پڑھنی ہوتی اسپیشلی
دعائے قنوت؟ جی امام صاحب, آپ بتا دیجئے گا, وتر جو عشاء کی نماز ہے نا, وہ 4 سنت 4 فرض 2 سنت 2 فرض 3 وتر اور 2 نفل. 4 سنت 4 فرض 2 سنت 2 نفل اور 3 وتر اور 2 نفل. تو وہ جو وتر ہیں وہ اس کی ہم ذکر کر رہے ہیں, تو اس میں ظاہر دعائے قنوت آنا بہت ضروری ہے. مگر کسی کو نہیں دعائے قنوت آتی تو اس میں امام صاحب بتا رہے ہیں کہ آپ کوئی بھی دعا مانگ سکتے ہیں, کل ہو اللہ بھی پڑھ سکتے ہیں, ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنہ بھی پڑھ سکتے ہیں, یا جو بھی قرآن پاک کی کوئی آیت آپ پڑھ سکتے ہیں اس میں.
اچھا,
باقی اللہ تعالیٰ میری اور آپ کے لیے آسانی پیدا کرے, آمین. بہت شکریہ امام صاحب. ونس اگین آئی نو اٹس اے ڈیفیکلٹ ٹائم, اینڈ سم ٹائم وی تھنک دیٹ یو نو اٹس ڈیفیکلٹ فار مائی سیلف ٹو لک آفٹر مائی بلز, ہاؤ کین آئی ڈو دا چیریٹیز؟ اینڈ آئی واز ریڈنگ دا قرآن دیٹ اللہ سیز دیٹ بائی گیونگ ان دی اللہ نیم ول ناٹ make you poor. Can you please give little knowledge about that? And I request everybody, Nugget Masjid ka ye segment, Janab Sheikh Yusuf Patat humare saath every Thursday ko 6 se 7 ke darmiyan hote hain. Nugget Masjid is looking forward for your charities. Aap se request hai ke masjid ke liye آپ کو میں موبائل نمبر دیتی ہوں 6474683040. ڈونیٹ جنرسلی اللہ کے گھر کے لیے. یس امام صاحب.
یس, بیفور آئی گیٹ انٹو دیٹ, جسٹ ویری کوئکلی, ون بردر ہیڈ آسکڈ اے کوئسچن اباؤٹ اعتکاف ڈیورنگ دیز ٹائمز. سو وی نو دیٹ سم آف دا مساجد, وی ہیو فیو بردرز ہو آر پرفارمنگ اعتکاف ان دا مساجد, سو دیٹ وڈ سفائس فار دا ریسٹ آف دا کمیونٹی. بٹ دوز ہو وانٹ ٹو ڈو اعتکاف ایٹ ہوم, there's 2 opinions. One opinion is for brothers, for males, it is not allowed because it's only allowed for them in the masjid. And for sisters, according to the Hanafi view, it is allowed in the home. Another view is because of COVID-19, the men cannot even be at the masjid, so therefore they are permitted to do i'tikaf in the home. If they're following that opinion and they're doing i'tikaf at home, then they should allocate a space or a room as their masjid and stay in that room and perform prayers and do all their ibadat and sleep and eat. Everything should be done in that room because that's their masjid, the place of i'tikaf. The only time they are to leave that room is if they need to go to the washroom, or fulfill a basic necessity that is required. Otherwise, they should stay in that space which they consider their masjid of their home. Now, that being said, yes, Islamic Foundation of Toronto is in need for everybody's support. As many of you know, this is one of the largest masjids in Toronto. And throughout the year, we have many services. And this difficult time has reduced the donations because the congregation is not there. But the programs are still continuing, and we need your support. We make an appeal to all of you brothers and sisters. And as you said, when we spend in Allah's path, our wealth does not decrease. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Ma naqasat malum min sadaqah." That sadaqah, charity, donations will never decrease our wealth. This is a promise of Allah and the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. So please do donate generously. And the contacts are, if you want to donate online, just go to islamicfoundation.ca and gain all the rewards of the final few days of Ramadan. Also, we have a drive-through office at the masjid. So if you want to drop by at 441 Nugget and give your donations, please do so. We have two numbers also, 647-468-3040 and 416-988-1339. Please contribute generously and help the masjid. May Allah reward you and bless all of you.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Yusuf Badat. Aapka bahut shukriya. Nugget Masjid ka ye sponsored program tha. Aur sabse request hai ke Nugget Masjid ko please donate generously. Sir, thank you very much. Jazakallahu khairan.
Yaakum. Barakallahu.
Assalamu alaikum. Allah Ta'ala... وہ ایک آپ نے روایت سنی تھی اور مجھے تو میں نے اللہ تعالیٰ جنت الفردوس میں جگہ دے جنید جمشید کو تو میں نے ان سے پوچھا تو انہوں نے کہا یہ روایات کا ذکر یقیناً تورات میں بھی ملتا ہے اور یہ ہیں جس میں وہ یہ تھا کہ حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام تھے اور گزر رہے تھے اور ایک شخص کہہ رہا تھا اللہ میاں تو آ میں تیرے بال بناؤں تجھے نہلاؤں آپ نے اس کو ڈانٹا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے لیے ایسے لفظ استعمال نہیں کرتے تو اللہ تعالیٰ نے بعد میں ان کی سرزنش کی کہ یہ اس کی محبت کا یعنی جتنی نالج ہے پوچھ گچھ اس کی اتنی زیادہ ہوگی جس کی نالج اتنی زیادہ ہے دیکھیے صاحب ہر انسان جو کہتا ہے اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ بے شک میں شہادت دیتا ہوں کہ اللہ وحدہ لا شریک ہے اس کا کوئی شریک نہیں ہے وہ اشہد اور میں شہادت دیتا ہوں محمد عبدہ و رسولہ کے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم اللہ کے بندے اور رسول ہیں اس کے بعد اس شخص کا کیا طریقہ کار ہے دس از بٹوین اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اینڈ دیٹ پرسن اگین آپ مجھے اس پہ قصور بات مت ٹھہرائیں کہ میں کوئی ایسی بات کر رہی ہوں مگر میں تو سمپل سی بات کر رہی ہوں کہ بہت ساری چیز ہم ہر چیز کو اپنے ہاتھ میں لینے کی کوشش کرتے ہیں اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ میرے اور آپ کے اندر کے حالات کو بھی اگر جانتے ہیں تو ہر انسان اگر ایز لانگ ایز وہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کی وحدانیت کے اوپر اس کے لا شریک ہونے پہ یقین کرتا ہے اور محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم اللہ کے بندے اور رسول ہیں یقین کرتا ہے اور وہ کہتا ہے کہ میں مسلمان ہوں تو اس کے اعمال اس کے ساتھ میرے اعمال میرے ساتھ خدا کرے کہ میری زبان اور میرے ہاتھ سے کسی کو نقصان نہ پہنچے آمین ثم آمین بہت شکریہ ہمارے تمام سپانسرز کا یہ جو بھی سیگمنٹ پیش کیا اس کو میں نے آئی سیکیورٹیز کے تعاون سے آپ تک پہنچایا آئی سیکیورٹیز سائبر سیکیورٹیز کی ایک کمپنی ہے 24/7 کام کرتی ہے آل اوور دا ورلڈ کام کرتی ہے انہوں نے ہمیں ہمارے ریلیجیس سیگمنٹ کے لیے اسپانسرشپ دی ان کا بہت شکریہ اللہ ان کے رزق میں اور اضافہ کرے آمین آئی سیکیورٹیز کے تعاون سے بھی ہم نے یہ پروگرام پیش کیا بہت شکریہ میں آپ سے یہ کہنا چاہتی ہوں کہ پاکستان میں بہت سے لوگوں کو ضرورت ہے انڈس ہاسپٹل آپ دیکھیے کہ پاکستان کے بہترین ڈاکٹرز دامے درمے سخنے مدد اپنی کر رہے ہیں پاکستان میں اگر آپ اپنی زکوٰۃ اور صدقہ کیا ہے کہ میں نے اپنا سر صدقہ وہاں پہ دینا ہے تو انڈس ہاسپٹل ڈاٹ سی اے انڈس ہاسپٹل کینیڈا میں ایکسیپٹڈ چیریٹی ہے آپ کو باقاعدہ رسید دی جاتی ہے انڈس ہاسپٹل ڈاٹ سی اے دیر از ادر آرگنائزیشن مسلم ویلفیئر سینٹر بے شمار بلکہ ہماری گورنمنٹ بھی اس وقت ایمفسائز کر رہی ہے کہ کیونکہ لوگ ان فوڈ بینکس کے اوپر بہت انحصار کر رہے ہیں منصور قادری صاحب کا بہت شکریہ. منصور قادری صاحب نے بھی آف کورس الحمدللہ اللہ تعالیٰ مجھے اور آپ کو ہم تمام کو دیتے میں رکھے. وی ڈو ناٹ کوالیفائی, دیز سیگمنٹ ڈزنٹ کوالیفائی فار زکوٰۃ. منصور قادری صاحب نے بھی اپنے ڈونیشن کے حصے میں سے ہمارے ریلیجیس سیگمنٹ کو ڈونیشن دی ہے, ان کا بہت شکریہ. آپ سے ریکویسٹ ہے کہ اپنی دعاؤں میں ہمیں شامل رکھیے گا, ہماری دعاؤں میں آپ شامل ہیں. اللہ تعالیٰ جو بچے یہاں ہمارے ساتھ اس پروگرام کو آپ تک پہنچانے میں مدد کرتے ہیں ان کو زندگیاں دے, صحت دے, تندرستی دے, رزق دے. اللہ آپ کے رزق میں اضافہ دے. ہمارا اگلا سیگمنٹ بہت خوبصورت ہے اور اس سیگمنٹ کو پیش کر رہی ہیں ڈاکٹر فرحت ہاشمی صاحبہ. ہمارے ساتھ رہیے گا.